My name is Stuart Fletcher. I've been a panellist for 8 years. I've been involved in both fitness to practice panels and interim orders panels. And more recently, I've chaired interim orders panels. My background is that I was involved for a number of years at a senior management level in the National Health Service. Well, I applied to become a panellist because I believe that regulation of the medical profession is most important in ensuring that patients and the public continue to receive a very high standard of service from doctors practicing in the UK. And I believe that my experience and background felt that I could make a contribution to that. I think first and foremost, a panelist needs to be able to assimilate very large amounts of often complex data and pick out the key facts from that information. Second, it's essential the person has sound judgment, and that judgment needs to be based on a full understanding of all the information available to the panelist. And third, the panelist need to be able to work cooperatively with other panel members, as it's the discussions that the panel has that lead to the decision in each case. When considering sanction, I think first of all you have to look at the facts which have been proved against the particular doctor, look at the seriousness of the facts which have been proved, you have to look at the chance of any repetition of any particular incidents, and also, and really quite important, whether the doctor has insight into any failings which she or he might have. You know, in considering any sanction, the primary purpose of the panel is to protect the public and indeed to maintain high standards.